Hi, good morning. It's Rodney from Family First.
May I speak to Rodney?
Yeah, you're speaking to him right now.
Okay. My name is Deborah. I'm Deborah Brown. Okay.
Oh, for
I
Devin,
got
right?
yes for Devin. I
All
got
right.
new information, and I'm trying my best. Listen, let me tell you exactly what I'm doing. Okay. I open the phone and I press the little man so I can go into your HHG. Okay. Then it says put in the password. I put in the password that's on the new device.
No, I get it. I'll interrupt you just 1 second, okay? So
Okay.
let's do it like this to make it easier. Normally the clocking traditionally is like making a call, I mean from any phone. In this case you can do it from any phone. You're from your own phone, you dial the number I sent you via text. There's a picture I sent you and it says please dial this number. Dial that number. And the number says, welcome to HHA Exchange to clock in and out. So press 1 to clock in, press 2 to clock out, press 3 to use FOB device.
Okay, hold
Okay.
up 1 minute. I don't see a phone number that you want me to call.
Yeah, I mean, in the picture I sent you yesterday,
Yeah, there's a phone
there's.
number?
Yeah, there's a phone number. I said like here I send you the instructions.
Yeah,
And
that's what you said.
it doesn't say a phone number. Let me look for it. Maybe I haven't touched it. Let me see. 1 second. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I see it. You're right. You're right. Let me send it to you and pull it out. I'll pull it out right away. And where is it? I have it. Okay, here it is. And okay, I'm sending it to you right now. It's an 888 number on a picture. I'm also going to text it, so he's at
Oh.
hand. Okay. Okay, so again, first step, you dial the number. You can use your phone, you can use the house phone or Devin's phone. Whichever phone it's available for you, you can use it, okay? You do the call through that number and it asks you like, okay, press 1 to clock in, press 2 to clock out, press 3 to use FOB device. You're gonna press 3 to use the FOB device. Then it will ask you something like, enter your assignment ID. That's what identifies you as a caregiver. And the code I
Okay.
attach it like is your personal PIN code, which is 117611. Okay, you enter
Right.
that out. Okay, then it will says enter the 6-digit device ID on the FOB, the little card
Enter
that they attach in the
the
package.
card. Yeah, I got that. But
Yeah.
I pressed that so many times, I've got six different numbers.
Exactly, 6 digits. That's right. It's printed on the FOB. So you
Right.
enter that up. Dun, dun, dun. You enter
Okay,
it.
every time it sends me a new number, I forget the last number and do the new number.
Yeah, it gives you a new number every time you press the button. So
Yeah.
it tells you
So
like enter.
every day I'll have a new number.
Yeah, every clock in and every clock out.
I'll have a new number.
Exactly. Like the password that is gonna show you on the screen when you press the button is going to be different every time. Okay. So what I do advise most of the aides that I assist is that you can normally the aides when they start and they end the shift, they normally do one call and another call, one to clock in and one to clock out. But my advice to you is to make it easier. When you start your shift, you press the button on the device and write down the number. Okay, write down the number. The number is gonna be always different. Okay, write down the number, have it at hand. And then when you finish your shift, when you're about to do the clock out, you press the button and then again, and it will give you another code.
A new code. Okay.
Exactly. You will have your clock in code and your clock out code. Okay. So with those codes in hand, you just try to do the one only call per day. Okay. When you finish your shift. So you follow the same steps. You call the line. You press 3 to do FOV device. And you press 3 again to indicate that you're doing the clock in and the clock out at the same time. Okay? And then it follows the steps. Enter your assignment ID. You got it. I send it to you, which is 117611.
Okay? Yes, I know that.
Mm-hmm. And then it will ask you, enter the 6-digit device ID. The device ID is printed on the top of the device. Okay? You enter it up. Then we ask
Wait a minute. The device ID is
Yeah, it's printed literally on the device, on the front of the device. It says literally device ID, and the numbers should be color.
Device ID, I see it.
Exactly. So you enter the device ID, then that 6 numbers. You write it. And then it will ask you, okay, enter the 8-digit clock-in passcode, which is the first number that you wrote down in the morning. You enter it up.
It's the same number. I thought the numbers changed. It's the same number.
I mean, it's not like they do change, but you remember that when you did the clock-in, I mean, when you started your shift, you pressed the button and it gave you one number. You wrote it down at that time in the morning. So you're going to use that code that you started your shift with when you're going to do the call.
Okay.
The idea is to have both codes at the exact time that you start your shift and you end your shift. Okay. So when you're going to do the call is when you end your shift and it's going to ask you, okay, when you clocked in, what was the code that the device told you? Actually, that's what it's asking you right now. So, you enter that code. And then we'll ask you, okay, give me the clock-out code that it gave you when you pressed it last time. Then you write it down. Okay. And then, it will ask you, okay, what are the duties? I mean, what you did for the patient. I don't know if you have the duty list, Ms. Deborah.
No. On those timesheets, every time I had one, there was the duty list. But you mean on the phone exactly? Do I have a duty list?
Yeah, there is a duty list. I mean,
I've seen that. Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna also send you that. Just try to memorize a few of what you normally do for Devin, so you know easier on each time you clock in which ones to press. Normally, that's how I tell the aides to have it. Let me send them to you.
Yeah.
Try to read them up and pick the ones that are mostly adjust to what you do. And yeah, that will be pretty much everything. And at the last part, that will be everything. Okay, it will tell you, okay, enter all the duties you start writing, for example. For example, it says, there's one that says grocery shopping, and it's 401. You start writing 401. Okay, it's enter.
Oh, it's got to have a different number for everything I do.
Exactly. Yeah, unfortunately it is. But try to memorize. Pick. I mean, not memorize. Try to pick them up, writing on a note, and just for you to have them in hand. Okay, in a general way to what you do for the patient. So that's mainly
the steps. Number. Like when I do the laundry, that's one number. When I go shopping, that's another number. When I take him to the doctor's appointment, that's another number.
That's right. But try to pick the most general ones, because I know that you do a lot. I mean, normally we don't do just one thing per day, or like different things a
No, I
day.
do a whole lot every day.
Exactly, we do a lot. So try to pick the ones that generally standard what you do in general for Devon. Okay, so like you don't have to change it every day and get confused on one number to the other, the one day to the other. So like try to pick the
Okay.
ones that fits the most. And yeah, that's
Okay.
pretty much the steps. I'm telling you this way to do the clock in and out, because it's like the easiest one, in which you can just do one call. But remember, when you start your shift at 9 a.m., you press the button and write down the code. The code is always different. Okay.
Oh, you know
Okay, so
what?
you
I'm gonna
use it
have
when you
to.
finish your shift.
Okay, I'm gonna have to move this device to a more convenient place because I have it on the railing on my steps, going up my steps. Oh,
Yeah, that's what,
is
because I
there?
mean we try to figure out a way for you to not having like the app mostly like giving you trouble and stuff, and having you, I mean you having to have needing to get transportation to go to the office and stuff. So like it's the best way, because you are not limited on using a landline. You can use any phone to do the call, okay? And the device is actually telling us with the code that you write, that you press the button in. When you enter that app on the call, it's telling us, okay, Deborah was there. That's what actually the device is for.
I'm gonna, like I said, I have to put it in a more convenient place because my word,
Yeah, try it
it's
out.
on my, yeah, I have to figure that out. On the refrigerator, that's not convenient. On the railing, that's not convenient because I have to hit it every day. Okay, I'll figure it out. Somewhere I can put it. But the picture I sent you is on my reel. Is there a way for me to detach it and put it somewhere else?
I'm not really sure. Normally, like, I don't know. I mean, there are like, I know that, I mean, the most important part of it could be the device. I'm not sure if you can unrail it from there. I'm not sure actually. Because, I mean, when you had it delivered, did someone put it there?
I put it there.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Try it out. Try it out. I don't see like a problem for you to. I mean, to take it out for them.
When the package was delivered, it was delivered by mail. A package, an envelope inside another envelope.
I get it. I get it. No, I don't
So.
really. I'm not really sure if you can attach it to where it is. But like, just try it out. I mean, again, I mean, at least the device is registering uses GPS. Like, just to say that it's at Devin's house, so it's okay.
Well, at least you did get the picture. I showed it to you. Okay. All right, I'll try it once again. I'm so grateful for your patience with me because I'm losing patience with my own self because it's so frustrating, you know. And then I have to hurry up and try to remember, clock out. I'm doing so many things. I'm cooking the dinner, and then I'm cleaning the kitchen, and then I'm making sure he has his meds, and then I'm, oh God. By the time I finish making sure of everything, it's like 10 or 11 o'clock. But I'll keep on trying. The hardest part for me is the clocking in and clocking out.
It's okay. It's okay. Also, Miss Deborah, today do not forget to send me last week timesheet, because the one that you just sent me was for October. Okay, so try to send me
Oh, it's
last
in
week timesheet.
October.
Exactly,
Oh,
has
God.
October dates. So send me the one for
Oh,
November the 3rd
11.
until the 9th.
Oh, I sent you the wrong one. I'm sorry. All
It's
right.
okay.
All right. I'll do my best.
No
Okay. I
problem. If
hope
anything,
I'm
you have my
really.
number, okay?
Yeah, I'm not trying to wear you out, but oh, I feel horrible.
You're
Okay. Thank you.
welcome, man. You have a good one.
All right.
Bye bye.
All right.